Chapter 24.
My stewards noticed that I enjoyed the younger girls more than any others, so that's whom they sought. Some of the girls grew attached to me, misunderstanding my lust like Dina had. They were naive, and apart from my own actions, they were treated very well whilst in the palace at first. Those that came from poorer homes were overwhelmed with its luxury. But as soon as I noticed their attachment, I discarded them and called for another. And it wasn't just attachment that caused me to want the next. All it took was for me to grow bored, something that happened more often as time progressed. Toward the end, I even forced the girls into depraved acts with one another, and denied them clothes, no matter the setting or who was present, only letting them wear jewelry and ornaments, like the outfits of some Eurasian woman, so that their appearance would please me at all times.
"You want to go to their hideout?" Auric asked dubiously.
"That's what I said," Dalen replied as he stood at the Maravan's helm.
"Dalen, these girls need to be taken to safety."
"They are safe."
"Taking them into the floating isles most certainly is not."
"With the two of us it is. Look, Auric, when I fought Blackheart..."
"Blackheart? That was Blackheart?"
"Oh, so he is famous."
Yes.
"Not any more," Dalen said, and held out Blackheart's sword. "Auric, his sword is sunforged, and his shield was too. During the fight I shattered the shield. It didn't affect him. The bastard said he had linked the daughter of some senator he had kidnapped. Said his name was Terrain. Auric, if he had linked some poor innocent girl to it, she's either dead from the link or in a whole world of pain right now."
"You're right. Yes," Auric grumbled. "If she's alive, we have to help her. This most certainly takes priority."
"Not only that. This sword didn't shatter upon his death, so it too is linked to another. Judging by his actions, it's likely another innocent person he's using as leverage."
"Agreed," Auric said. "We need to find them. Shall we scuttle the pirate ship?"
"And lose a whole ship? Like, no! I'll just rig the core so we can tow the switchback from the Maravan."
"You can do that?"
"I'm good with that kind of thing," Dalen said, handing Blackheart's sword to Auric. Leaving, Dalen walked over and grabbed Sane by the arm. "You're helping me," Dalen said, dragging the boy over to the switchback. Dalen didn't need Sane's help. He just didn't want to let the little snot out of his sight. Dalen reached out to feel for the light around him and found he could sense every living person aboard both ships. Thus, even while not looking at Sane, Dalen knew where he was and what he was doing. "I really need to use this sense all the time," Dalen thought to himself. Sane took a step toward the cabins.
"Don't even think about it," Dalen said.
"Think about what?"
"Running to the stores in the ship to grab a skimmer and escape."
"So you can read minds, too?"
Dalen turned to Sane and, with the authority fostered from his years as Emperor, said,
"Yes, and I can see all things around me. So if you put one foot where I don't want it, I'll know."
Once Dalen turned to walk to the helm, he sensed the boy make a rude gesture at him with his hand. Dalen turned and slapped the boy off his feet. Sane rubbed his jaw as he rolled to look at Dalen in horror.
"Do you want to test me again?"
Sane shook his head.
"Good," Dalen said. "Now, stay within 5 meters of me at all times, or I'll introduce you to some exotic levels of pain. Got it?"
Sane nodded quickly. The helm of the switchback was much like that of any other skyship, a series of identical control rods. When pulled, these levers opened specific sunstone hubs around the darkstone core of the ship, and thereby controlled every which way the ship moved. Dalen knelt down to open the cabinet just under the levers.
"What are you doing?"
Sane asked.
"Looking at the levers?"
"Yeah, I can see that.
Why?"
"Huh. So now you're trying to make conversation? If I had any say in it, I'd like to never speak to you again."
"I was just
wondering.
Dalen glanced at him thoughtfully. Why? Why what? Why were you wondering? I thought you could read minds. That's only when I split open their skulls and write words with their brain matter.
You're sick,
Dalen chuckled.
I thought it was quite funny.
You're proving my point. Oh, Light, you're as high-strung as the Bringer. Better to be like him than you.
I won't argue there. So are you going to answer my question?
What question?
Why were you wondering what I'm doing here? Dalen said, pointing at the lever mechanics.
Sane suddenly looked embarrassed.
I was just wondering.
No one's ever told me how this stuff works.
Sane suddenly laughed bitterly. Because no one I've ever known knew anything about them in the first place. Radaway doesn't exactly have schools or anything.
Sane glanced around and scratched his head.
I guess I figured I could get some information out of you, but now that you know I want to know, I can guess you're not going to say anything.
Sane looked to his side and added under his breath,
Bastard.
Dalen stared at Sane for a little while, mostly to let the wave of anger at the insult subside. It was true, after all. He turned back to the lever mechanics, a system of rods, springs, and cogs under the main helm counter, and spoke as he inspected the configuration.
Most people understand the basic principles of Darkstone mechanics, Dalen said as he worked. No light, and the Darkstone is locked in space. Directional light makes it move in the direction the light is shining, whereas uniform light, or the touch of the right-sized sunstone, makes it behave like a normal rock. Which is odd, because if light applied force to Darkstone, you would expect uniform light to lock it in place, having equal force from all sides. But no, Darkstone doesn't exactly conform to classical mechanics.
Classical mechanics?
The laws that describe how things move. Darkstone throws most of those laws out the window and functions under its own set of equations. What most people don't know is that Darkstone is actually affected by levels of luminosity. The larger the Darkstone, the more light it takes to move it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
A hunk of Darkstone the size of, say, the core of this ship, isn't going to move from a small beam of light if that's the only light touching it. Such low levels of luminosity aren't strong enough to reach that stone's specific luminous threshold. Every stone has one, determined by its overall mass. L equals M times 1 dL squared.
What?
You've never been taught math?
What do you think, smartass?
Whatever. That's the light-to-mass equation in determining a specific stone's luminous threshold. It can also calculate the minimal sunstone size needed to nullify the Darkstone's luminous repulsion if it touches.
Why does this matter?
Because when you shine light on a stone just under its luminous threshold, it's still locked in place. It'll float, but an external physical force can now move it. The closer to the luminous threshold, the easier it is to move. So what we're going to do is lever the sunstone hubs around the ship's core equal to a little under the luminous threshold, subtracting any force already on it, like the weight from the frame of the ship, and in so doing the Merevan will be able to tow this ship without having to carry the whole thing on its back.
You can tow a skyship?
Yep. The math can be tricky, as you have to be very precise. Otherwise, there'll be way too much drag, or the ship will slowly fall out of the sky. Because you have to work so close to the threshold, there's always a danger you'll cross it entirely. And when doing so on the vertical plane, the stone will be affected by gravity in all its normal ways.
Which means we might plummet to the surface.
Exactly. Yeah, this is a great idea. It took a few more minutes to figure things out.
Dalen also took Sane to inspect the Darkstone core to see if there were any broken hubs. There were a few. Sane, of course, tested how far he could push things, falling back to just under 5 meters, and eventually going over to see if Dalen truly could sense it. Dalen gave him a good thump in the gut, which dropped the snot like a sack.
How do you do that?
Sane forced out as he struggled to catch his breath.
Magic. And next time you'll get a broken bone.
Returning to the helm, Dalen drew out the math with a pencil on scrap paper he got from Blackheart's cabin. Sane was watching with avid curiosity. Dalen returned to the internal mechanics of the control rods.
What are you doing now? Sane asked.
These ships are made to not fall out of the sky, and what I'm doing is close enough. Each ship has safety locks and redundancies inbuilt, such as gradual hub shifts.
What's that?
Darkstone will move as proportionally fast as the strength of light shining on it. Too much light and the acceleration will be nearly instant.
Any idea what could happen?
Sudden speed without gradual acceleration?
Yep.
Whiplash?
Keep going.
If you're not in a seat, you could get pancaked on the back wall.
Better, but keep going.
What? The core couldn't rip free of the ship, could it?
Dalen nodded.
I've seen it happen. If the sudden speed of the core is greater in energy to the strength of the braces holding it to the ship, the core will rip free.
The same will happen if you try and slow the ship too fast when in flight.
In that case, the ship would rip itself free of the now stationary core, Sane said.
You got it.
The safeties are to prevent things like that.
Which you're about to disengage.
Fun, isn't it?
Yeah, not the word that comes to mind.
Well, I'm only going to loosen those safeties. The main things I need to disable altogether are the altitude regulator and the lock.
Altitude regulator?
Stops the ship from free-falling.
How does the ship know the difference between falling and descending in normal flight?
Good question. The ship doesn't know a thing. The engineers who designed it knew that if all vertical hubs are opened, the ship will free-fall. To fix that, each hub has a gauge which is connected to this gearbox.
Dalen pointed to a wide riveted steel box under the helm with multiple small rods connected to the main levers and 20 drive shafts that ran down into the ship.
This is the main safety regulator. It prevents the vertical hubs all being opened at once, or opened to the core's luminous threshold.
It also forces the levers to tick through stages when opening, which controls the ship's rate of acceleration.
Said he'd just rip it out?
Nope. The control lever is passed through this gearbox. Rip it out and you rip out your ability to fly the ship. Dalen drew Imperius and deftly cut through the rivets holding the thick front case of the gearbox, which fell clanking on the deck. Within the gearbox was a maze of oiled cogs. It was like looking inside a large and even more complex pocket watch.
Light, that looks confusing, Sane said.
Only if you've never worked with them before, Dalen said, putting Imperius back before reaching in, enhancing his strength.
He didn't have the right tools to unscrew the gear, so instead he ripped it from its thread.
Regulator springs are now disconnected.
He then grabbed a series of gears all lined up next to one another on the same shaft and ripped that entire component free.
And that's the safety lock.
Dalen stood and handed Sane the components.
Here, a present.
Thanks,
Sane said, and threw them over his shoulder.
So now you could close all the altitude hubs and we'd plummet.
No.
Closing the altitude hubs would lock the core from vertical light, which would lock our altitude.
So, yeah.
To free fall, all the vertical hubs have to be open, and then we'd plummet to our deaths.
Like I said, fun.
I can't believe the amount of stuff inside these things. They're so complex.
It's all based off simple principles, but it's incredibly sophisticated. Skyships are amazing feats of engineering.
Dalen looked to the piece of paper he had made his notes on.
So, according to my calculations, I need to set the longitude and latitude hubs to this and this.
Dalen pulled the levers a degree at a time until they were in the right place, and then locked them there.
Now the tricky one. Altitude.
Sane leaned in and was visibly nervous.
There is a lot to calculate, Dalen said, like the ship's weight, which is very hard to figure out considering cargo. So if I get it wrong, well, you get the picture. Just don't be wrong, yeah?
Degree by degree, Dalen released the altitude lever until he simply pushed the levers fully up. The ship suddenly fell out from under them, and Sane screamed. Pulling the levers back down, the ship stopped instantly, and Sane landed on the deck with very little grace, falling on his rear. Dalen laughed hysterically.
You just soiled yourself. You,
Sane tried to say, but was quivering in fear and rage.
You bastard!
That, Dalen replied, I don't deny. A voice called out from above them.
Is everything all right?
Dalen called back.
Oh, it's fine, Arik. I'm just teaching our new friend here how to cure constipation.
Oh. Well, make sure he wipes himself properly. We don't want him stinking of poo the whole trip.
Get stoned, the both of you.